وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected brothers and elders in Islam, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may His choicest blessings be upon our beloved master, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Muslims, we are aware that as time passes by, we are rapidly inching closer towards Qiyamah. Many of the prophecies which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mention to us 1400 years ago are now manifesting before our eyes. Among those prophecies was the fitna and fasad that would plague and paralyze this ummah on a global level. Allama Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dihnawi rahmatullah alayhi writes, "I'lam anna al-fitan ala aqsam." Then one should bear in mind that fitna has many branches. The first fitna, minha fitnatu ar-rajuli fi nafsihi بأن يقسو قلبه فلا يجد لذة الطاعة ولا المناجات. The first fitna is a fitna which is localized to an individual's capacity. This fitna will grip this ummah. Sadly, we are loving statistics of this fitna in such a way a person's heart will become so hard, he will not be able to derive any benefit or accomplishment or fulfillment in his ibadah. There will be no spiritual ecstasy when a person performs the rituals of ibadah. Meaning the person will go through the rituals of ibadah, the motions of ibadah, embark on journeys for ibadah, but there will be no spiritual fulfillment in that ibadah. And Allah substantiates this claim by saying, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ Your hearts become hard. فَيَّكَ الْحِجَارَ Like stone. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Oh, أَشَدُّ قَسْوَ Nay, harder than stone." And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, why does He say harder than stone? وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنُهُ الْأَنْهَارُ That one type of stone, water gushes forth from that stone. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ And there are those stones which split, and fountains of pure water come out from there. Sweet water we drink from it. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِتُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ And there is that type of stone which falls out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's message here to us is that, O mankind, your heart has become more harder than the stone. If we look into the lives of our pious predecessors, whenever they carried out an act of worship, there was that spiritual fulfillment, there was a tangible feeling. The second type of fitna, minha fitnatu rajuli fi nafsi, the second type of fitna is the fitna where a man will have mayhem in his home, will experience problems with his family. There will be no peace and tranquility in home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا Allah makes your home a place of sukoon and itminan for you. In another place in the Quran, Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ Amongst the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا Allah creates your spouse for you so that you may derive some sort of tranquility and peace from her. Today is the opposite. When we go home, all hell breaks loose. Our heart is not at ease. We look at our spouse with evil eye. So once a person came home very early from work, and the wife asked him, you know, it's very surprising you're early from home, early from work. He says, no, you know what, the boss was having a bad day. So she said, what's that got to do with you coming home? He said, the boss said, go to hell, so I came home. Unfortunately, this is a brutal truth. Many of us experiencing it at home, home has become hell. Why? We forget the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she explains in a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to place his Mubarak lips on the same place where I drank water from that vessel. This is mahabba, love. We need to take example from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the paragon of this ummah. We all know that giving your wife a morsel of food, feeding her a morsel of food, is an act of charity. But this has now become the sunnah of the newlywed and the nearly dead. When they get married, they want to feed their wife. After a while, they see her, they don't want to go near her. Or when she's in the dying bed, they feel, you know, we have to. It's a practice, we have to do it. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu was laying once with his head on the lap of his wife. And tears began to trickle down his face. So his wife also began crying. He looked up and he saw her crying. He asked her, "What makes you cry?" She said, "Ra'aytuka tabki fa bakaytu." I saw you crying, that's why I am crying. So the mere fact that her husband was in some sort of pain or some sort of anxiety made her cry. It was adequate enough to make her cry. This was mahabba. The sukoon and itminan around that house. My husband is crying, I feel the same pain. Then he explained, I was pondering over the verse, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًا. That every soul is going to cross the pool sirat. So when I was pondering over this, I became anxious and I just started crying. So this made his wife cry just by seeing her husband cry. This is narrated in Bayhaqi that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. A time will come upon people, يَكُونُ هَلَاكُ الرَّجُلِ عَلَى يَدِ زَوْجَتِهِ وَأَبَوَيْهِ وَوَلَدِهِ. A person's destruction will be caused by his wife, his parents, his family, his children. يُعَيِّرُونَهُ بِالْفَقْرِ وَيُكَلِّفُونَهُ مَا لَا يُطِيقُ. They will be constantly criticizing him, constantly asking for more. We want more. Give us more. You know what? Look at the society. Other people are doing it. We also need the same. Buy us that new phone. We need the new car. We need a better house. We need a better living. فَيَدْخُلُ مَدَاخِرَ الَّتِي يَذْهَبُ بِهَا دِينُهُ. This person will enter such avenues just to give them that little enrichment and empowerment, which will lead him to such a point that his iman will leave him. May Allah save us. The third fitna is that fitna, وَمِنْهَا فِتْنَةٌ تَمُوجُ كَمَوْجِ الْبَحْرِ. It will flow like the ocean. وَيَّ فَسَادُ تَدْبِيرِ الْمَدِينَةِ وَطَمْعِ النَّاسِ فِي الْخِلَافَةِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَقٍ وَإِسْتِحْقَاقٍ. Every person will be desirous of power and position, even though he is not a deserving candidate of that power. And we don't need to look far. We look in our country. Every person wants that power, that position. They want to be in the limelight, in the spotlight. But yet they are not the deserving candidate of that power. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was fatally ill. So he summoned Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said, Uthman, I'm going to dictate you right. During this time while Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was writing, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu fell unconscious. So Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was a long time. He said, you know what, let me complete the statement. And when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu opened his eyes, he asked Uthman, What did you write? Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Katabtu isma Umar. I wrote the name of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was at the time when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was going to dictate who was supposed to take over after his demise. What did Abu Bakr reply? He said, Munshariha sadri. My heart is at ease. كَتَبْتَ إِسْمَ الَّذِي كُنْتُ أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَمُرَكَ بِهَا. You wrote the name of the person who exactly was in my mind to tell you to write. And he told Uthman, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ كَتَبْتَ نَفْسَكَ. And if you wrote your name, your own name, you would be no less deserving of that. So this was the prize predecessors. We are different. Our character is different. We not like them. The same thing happened when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was speaking to one of the Sahaba. It was either Abdullah ibn Mas'ud or Abdullah ibn Abbas. He said, and Abdullah ibn Abbas asked him, what is the attributes of a leader? What kind of leader are you looking for? So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, قَوِيٌّ مِنْ غَيْرِ أُنْفٍ. A person should be stern, but not harsh. وَلَيِّنٌ مِنْ غَيْرِ ضُعْفٍ. A person should be lenient, but not weak. وَجَوَّادٌ مِنْ غَيْرِ صَرْفٍ. And a person should be a person who spends, but not extravagant. وَمُمْسِكٌ مِنْ غَيْرِ بُخْلٍ. And a person who withholds, but is not a miser. Allahu Akbar. Look at the qualities. And if you look at the qualities of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, exactly the qualities are found in him. The fourth fitna is khurujul insan min al-insaniyah. That a human being will leave his human instinct. We all know the lion is an animal. It will rather die than eat grass. It's got a carnivorous instinct. It will eat animals, but it will not eat grass. It will rather die. But today, man is leaving his instinct. And I don't have to elaborate. We just need to look in the media, and we see people are leaving the instinct, the human instinct. Today it happened. وَمِنْهَا فِتْنَةٌ كَالتُّفَانَاتُ وَالْوَبَاءُ وَالْنَارِ الْمُنْتَشِرَةُ. The next fitna is a fitna of constant tragedies, earthquakes, tremors, whirlwinds. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it, كَنِظَامٍ كُتِيَ سِلْكُهُ فَتَتَابَعُ. It is like a twine that is cut and all the beads are falling off. It will happen rapidly, one after the other. The next fitna is fitna to naz'i al-amanati an sudur al-rijal. Trust and honesty will leave this ummah. A person will no longer be a trustful person. Trust will become rare and extinct. Until such a point that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say people will travel to such an extent, long, long journeys, just to visit a trust. Worthy person. Say, you know, I'd go to that certain place. Say, why must we go there? You say, you know, there's a trustworthy person there. Time is very short. We cannot go through all the fitnas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand what is meant by this type of fitna, what is plaguing and paralyzing our ummah on a global level. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and grant us sincere iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.